Saturday. At first, it's a distant and muddled noise. Then, gradually, I start to identify the intonations of a voice. This morning, I am rested from my sleep by my husband speaking to me from the bathroom. He often talks to me in the same way whether I'm asleep or awake. It's as though he doesn't distinguish between the two, as though his brain can't interpret the clear signals. Eyes closed, lying down, immobile, breathing deeply, no response to his questions. He recounts his night to me. I hear the word co-worker, but don't grasp whether it's singular or plural. And unfortunately, this morning, I'm not recording. My husband opened the curtains a little while ago, and the sun is blinding. He's already made breakfast and woken up the children. Now he's getting dressed in the bedroom. He's in a good mood and very chatty. Saturday is his favorite day. I know, because it's the day he talks to me the most. Saturday is red, and my husband's Saturday, bright red. For him, Saturday is always a joyous event. It's no surprise he loves it so much. It's a day of leisure, to be spent outside, among friends. It's the first day of the weekend, and you're supposed to take full advantage of it. Organize an activity for the kids. Plan a night out with another couple or with friends. I prefer the routine of weekdays. Saturday intimidates me. It's a day that has to be reinvented each week, without even the Sunday rituals to cling to, not to mention the social pressure of Saturday night. It's impossible to admit that you'd rather just stay at home with your husband, nestled against him on the sofa. There have to be dinners, invitations, outings, reservations. On top of it, today is our daughter's birthday, so we have to host a small party. At what age does that stop being necessary? Saturday is the day I like the least and my husband likes the most. I'm sure I've ruined many of his Saturdays just as he's ruined many of my Mondays. If only our favorite days coincided, our life would surely be easier to plan. I tie my hair up before taking a scalding shower, my preferred temperature. My husband joins me in the bathroom as I'm undressing, but my nudity doesn't faze him. He doesn't look at my breasts or my ass. After how many times seeing the same person naked do we stop being excited by it? When does the magic wear off? 6 months? 3 years? 10 years? Why does the 36,000th time we see a person naked not produce the same effect as the very first time? My husband is sitting on the floor, his back against the bathtub. He likes to talk to me when I take a shower, through the curtain, like in a convent parlor or a prison visiting room. He vents the difficulties of his work week. I learned that on Wednesday, a co-worker in his department was fired. They weren't particularly close, but he was shocked by the way it was announced to the rest of the team. I tend to forget he does this, but my husband often tells me important news after the fact, as if he needs to digest the information himself before communicating it to me, like a true introvert. This slight lag sometimes makes me feel like we're living in different time zones. While he lists the doubts, disappointments, and joys of his week, he flips through the magazines, wavy with humidity, lying on the bathroom floor. Magazines we leave there precisely for this purpose, when my husband sits near the bathtub to offer me a retrospective of his week through the shower curtain. When I turn off the water, he stands up to hand me a towel. While I'm sitting quietly at the breakfast table, my husband suddenly suggests that we go to the cinema this evening. We could call Zoe to watch the kids and go see the movie he mentioned last week. Surprised, I drop my toast on the floor. I wipe the strawberry jam with a sponge. It looks like coagulated blood on the white tile. I try to think of an excuse to say no. I've read the reviews. It's a movie about a separation, a man leading a double life and a marriage that's falling apart. I don't want my husband to expose himself to portrayals of unfaithful men. I know I can't stop him from coming across this kind of image or story, but when it's within my power, I'd prefer to avoid it. For example, I'll never give him a novel about such a thing, even if every Christmas and birthday I'm faced with the fact that all the new books contain themes of adultery and marital trouble. Why can't writers tell the story of a husband and wife who love each other with an overwhelming passion? Is a loving marriage not suitable material for a novel? When we take my car, I turn off the car stereo so that my husband doesn't hear the new song by that musician with the blue eyes I listened to on repeat, whose catchy lyrics are unfortunately all about his life-saving breakup. I tell my husband we have a long day ahead of us, which is true. Organizing a birthday party for our daughter seems daunting enough. There's no need to pile things on. Let's hope the movie won't be showing anymore by next weekend.